Anthony Cordesman is a military analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. Mr. Cordesman, from what you've heard of what's happening right now in Afghanistan, what, if anything, is different about the American approach to these Al-Qaeda or Taliban fighters in Afghanistan?
I think we learned at Tora Bora that while local Afghan troops can be used for a number of purposes, they're not really military professionals. They have limits as to how aggressive they can be, and they really are not well equipped for some kinds of warfare. So in this battle, we're seeing both U.S. forces used in large numbers and elements from other countries. The numbers involved are large enough, so they should be able to seal off the exits this time, because at least some of these people actually escaped from Tora Bora. And you're watching what is really, in many ways, the first major ground engagement by U.S. forces in the Afghan war.
And as you've noted, the force led by the United States includes, we're told, at least special operations or support troops from Australia, Canada, Denmark, France, Germany, Norway. What's the point of that? Is that just for countries to show that they are indeed involved? Could there be more than a couple of people from some of these countries taking part?
You don't usually put a few people in. You put in combat elements in. Some of it obviously is political. It's to demonstrate the support and solidarity behind the U.S. war on terrorism. And this in some ways is not only a battle, it is a test of how well coalition forces can operate in this kind of low-intensity engagement and how well special forces from different countries can operate under demanding tactical circumstances.
Much has been made of the thermobaric explosives that have been used in this encounter by the U.S. These are the 2,000-pound bombs that, I gather, if dropped at the entrance to a cave, effectively suck the air out of the cave. Have these been used before, by the way? Is it a novel weapon in terms of actual deployment?
Well, this particular weapon has not been used. Other fuel-air explosives that produce the same effect have been used. They do produce a considerable pressure wave, and they were initially used to clear landing zones in Vietnam, but it's far from clear that they are going to do anything like suck the air out of a major tunnel complex. It would require an extremely accurate hit and a very great deal of luck and a straight tunnel, of which there really aren't many in Afghanistan, to produce the kinds of effects that would really be all that dramatic. But certainly, they're considerably more effective than conventional high explosives.
Can you just clarify for us, the daisy cutter bombs that were used earlier, I gathered also had a history from Vietnam as clearing away areas for landing or perhaps for artillery placements. This is a different explosive altogether.
That was an extremely large 15,000-pound bomb. But again, we have to remember, whether it's the daisy cutter or this weapon, there are often real problems in getting weapons effects deep into a cave.
In this battle, it seems, the United States lost a helicopter and several personnel aboard. When one looks ahead to fighting of this sort, how surprised are you that a helicopter would be down in a
conflict
like this? Not at
all. I think that we have been not simply lucky, but we've seen an incredible amount of professionalism. And we have seen the U.S. be very, very careful not to commit troops into fire zones when it could possibly avoid it. But when you have a close battle, when you have active use of force, you're not going to know every time you put a transport helicopter into a given area whether there's an ambush waiting for it. We've been warned from the start of this war that, first, it wasn't going to be over in a series of quick, simple battles. We've also heard warning after warning that eventually there could be serious casualties. I think sometimes we forget that war is not something like a TV game, that you really do have American men and women on the ground, and that the price of sending them into harm's way is that they get wounded and killed.
Mr. Cordesman, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. Thank you.